Blog Talk Radio.
To Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny, and that just makes me so excited. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And don't you want to live out your dreams? Isn't it time to achieve your dream? I would say definitely it is. Well, you know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our last show broadcasts, archives of previous shows are always available, and the richness of what we have to share each week are available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.talkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we will open up our program for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, and we welcome your engagement and your interaction. This lends to an environment that's very organic, and we truly do encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's Ask Coach Adam. Your resident empowerment coach is in session, and we want you to know that you can chime in at any time. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share into today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school. Send a fax or an email. Bottom line, I think you get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads handy, your tablets, your laptops, desktops, whatever you may need, your smartphone with your notes, I encourage you to grab that. Because today on Motivational Mondays, our installment with Master Motivator, yours truly, Empowerment Coach Shawnee Emery Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Ask Coach Adams. I want you to know that your resident empowerment coach is in session. And unlike other broadcasts where we generally will hold off questions, we're going to invite you to chime in at any time. This is your time of empowerment. So we want you to know at any time, if you have a question or a comment, you're welcome to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you definitely need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, and again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, as an empowerment coach, on a regular basis, I often get questions that individuals in my coaching practice are struggling with. And so I thought that that would be a great opportunity because not only do they have this question, but I'm sure you're probably thinking it as well. You may be sitting right where you're sitting in your car, in your office, at your home, and you're processing around certain things, or you would not be tuning in to Motivational Mondays to get some nuggets that would support you in closing that gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And so I thought this was an amazing opportunity to kind of get those social media, those juices flowing around your questions. And I wanted to start us off with this one. Oftentimes this question is asked of me. What's the biggest hurdle, Coach Adams, that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams? What's the biggest hurdle? And, you know, this one is very interesting because the biggest hurdle that I have found that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams is not commonly what's on the outside of us is what's on the inside of us. It's the internal blocks that's thinking that all of us struggle with. None of us are exempt from thinking. You know, there's great power in words, and I wrote a beautiful breakout chapter in a book called The Change, number 14, on the power of words. And I just dropped that nugget to share that with you. But back to our question at hand, you know, all of the negative words that have been deposited along with, you know, these bad experiences that we've had and whatever the case may be, all of that has comprised what I call our emotional bank account. And our emotional bank account is where fear and doubt begins to reside. You know, those little seeds are planted with those words, and it begins to build into a tree. And so most people are afraid of failing. So they don't even take a risk. They're afraid to step out. So they would rather sit in their comfort zone and die a painful death than to face what's uncertain, to face those doubts, realm of what's unfamiliar. And I want to, and I often reference a little book that I absolutely love called Who Moved My Cheese? Who Moved My Cheese is this beautiful story about these two little mice, Sniff and Scurry. Because when we're talking about what's the biggest hurdle that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams, and we've established that it's that thinking commonly, it's one's own thinking, it's the battles that we have within us. And many of us are afraid to embrace something new and different and afraid to embrace change because of the uncertainty and the doubt. And so I make the reference to Who Moved My Cheese and the story about Sniff and Scurry, because Sniff and Scurry are faced with this very fact. Each of them are now in this cheese station that was once plentiful. And now suddenly, and it's really not suddenly, they begin to realize that what was once plentiful in their cheese station, it's now becoming sparse. They're having less and less because nothing is replenishing it, and they're eating from it day to day. This reality of what will we do? So they have this hurdle before them. What will we do? And Sniff and Scurry have to make this decision. Interestingly enough, though, they make two different decisions. They make two different decisions because they each have a different mind. And so one determines, I may be afraid, but I'm going to embrace a journey that's unfamiliar. I'm going to allow myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone because realizing if I stay here in this cheese station, I will die. So he gets his little hobo bag and he gets on his journey and he begins to move throughout the maze and find a different cheese station, and he continues on to have a very vibrant life. The other says, nope, I'm too afraid. I can't leave. I only know this. I'm not going to go somewhere that's unfamiliar. So he continues to eat the cheese right where he is, and before he knows it, his buddy is gone on a journey to find life. And he now is struggling there, begins to starve, and eventually, unfortunately, he dies. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, wait a minute, what is the moral of this story? I hope you got the journey that I just took you on around the biggest hurdles that stand in the way of most people achieving their dreams. And those hurdles are our thinking that paralyzes us, that commonly shows up in the way of fear and doubt and uncertainty that will prevent us from stretching out of our comfort zone. You know, I think about many that struggle with health issues or whatever it may be, and the doctor may say, you know what, if you have this surgery, you should be able to get some relief. But the flip side of that is that the doctors have to tell you the good with the not so good. You know, I think about my dad. He had esophageal cancer. And the doctors have to tell you, you may make it off the table, the operating table. You may not. And if you do, you may have a difficult recovery. But when you get on the other side of all of that adversity, you should have a better life. But many will not even take that risk because of their fear around surgery, their fear around the unknown, and the doubts of what's on the other side. And that's exactly what we're talking about with this first question. What is it, and I challenge you that's listening in, what is it that's preventing you from getting on the other side of the stuff? And I want you to really think about that. And again, this time today on Motivational Mondays is for you. This is Ask Coach Adams. If you're interested in asking a question, we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374-3. 1-800-273-9374. And again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. I do see that we have a caller, and I'm going to transition our caller in. Area code 210-4120. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question? How can I help you? Hi, caller. You are live. You may need to hit unmute on your personal device. Again, area code 210-4120. You are live on the airwaves with Coach Adams today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You in our session of Ask Coach Adams. Are you there? Well, it would appear that our caller is having technical difficulties. So if you want to dial out and dial back in, we're happy to ask, you know, take your question at the appropriate time. Unfortunately, we're not hearing you. I don't know if you're hearing us. So press 1 on the telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. And again, you may want to dial in again. And we thank you for your willingness to interact with us. And I am curious about your question and how we can assist you. So please try to dial back in. Meanwhile, we're going to continue to go through some of the questions that I've received in advance on our Ask Coach Adams. So we talked about very vividly and in details about what's the biggest hurdle that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams. I think you got some great richness around that, and I shared with you Who Moved My Cheese and this cute story about Sniff and Scurry. And if you don't take anything other than this away around this issue of hurdles, I want you to be reminded that commonly it is our own stinking thinking. Bottom line, it's our own stinking thinking. It's not the stuff on the outside that is a block or a hindrance. It's what's on the inside of us, those internal blocks, which often show up as. Moving on to our next question, how can I be sure that starting my own business is the right thing to do? I get this question very often. You wouldn't believe how often I actually get this question, because I'm an entrepreneur, and oftentimes people will come to me and they'll say, I have this dream and I want to start this dream and I'm not really sure. And so obviously understanding that with all of the questions that we're talking about, I'm giving you generalized answers. And in my one-on-one coaching practice, I get into details specifically around each individual situation. So this is just a generalization, and I want to give that disclosure. And so when it comes to this question of how can I be sure that starting my own business is the right thing to do, well, you know, the reality is starting a business is definitely not for everyone. Now, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, how dare you say that? And, of course, I hear myself saying that, and I pause because I am a hope builder and not a dream buster. But it is true that for so many, starting a business is not necessarily for you. For some, your talents are best served as an intrapreneur. What is an intrapreneur? That's an individual that has vision, but they partner with a corporation, and they now bring their gifts and talents to add value to that organization. Maybe that's you. So maybe it's not you starting your own business, but rather determining, where am I on this journey? So determining if starting your own business is the right thing to do, you must examine clearly the why. Why do I want to start this business? And your level of passion associated with that vision or business. Be completely transparent and honest with yourself. You know, Shakespeare says it best, to thine own self be true. And assess, are you willing to truly pay the price? Are you really willing to invest and do what's required to achieve that business? Are you willing to die for that business? See, so often, and I'm just being real with you, I take individuals on a journey through my private mastermind roundtables on Put Your Dream to the Test by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And there are 10 key questions to help individuals see it and to seize it around their dream to determine, should I be starting this business? Is it for me? And for many, it really isn't. Because if you don't go through this journey of clarity, and it's so interesting, I actually had an in-depth conversation with an individual on this past Thursday, and I was sharing with them that you have to take this journey. You have to determine, am I willing to pay the price? Am I willing to take ownership of my dream? Am I clear on what my dream looks like? Have I really gotten a gauge on where my passions are, where I'm passionate? Do I have a clear blueprint for this? Do I have the right people in my circle? Have I counted the cost? Am I willing to pay the price? And that paying the price is not just in monetary resources. I'm talking sweat equity. Do you love it enough that even if, there's no money initially, are you passionate enough for that thing that you would still do it, getting paid or not? Do you have the tenacity for it? So there's so many different areas that we have to look at when we're looking at starting a business, and is a business opportunity right for me? Am I the right person to start that business? Again, you have tuned in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and today in our Shape Up series, we're shaping up and we are winning. Ask Coach Adams, your resident empowerment coach, is in session. I would tell you, don't go into the bank and stand in the lobby of the bank. Have the money available and it's accessible to you, and all you have to do is walk up to the window, and you don't take those steps. You stand in the lobby, you look around, the wealth is there for you, but you don't simply do what you need to do, and that's pick up your feet and move to the teller. So the same is true here. You're tuning in on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. If you have a question, your resident empowerment coach is in session for you. And this is a time in our programming when we invite you to share in our discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 539-374. Simply press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. What it looks like, we have another caller, or the same caller. I'm going to try once more. Area code 210, last four digits, 4120. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you so much for tuning in. How can I help you? Hello, hello. I can hear you moving about. What is your question today?
I really don't have a question. I'm sorry. I guess I pressed wrong, but I love this motivational call. So I do intend to keep it up.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. And I do understand sometimes I hit a wrong button on my phone as well. So if you'll do me a favor, press 1 on your telephone keypad. That'll remove you from the host queue. And if, while you're listening in, you determine I have a question, I would love to be here to support you. So thank you so much for tuning in. We so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So as we continue in today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and getting through some questions, and again, the lines are open. Feel free to interact. This time is for, so we talked about the two questions that opened us up was, what's the biggest hurdle that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams? We've determined it's our own stinking thinking. that shows up in the way of fear and doubt, and it gets us paralyzed and stuck, and we're not able to move because we're afraid to move out of our comfort zone. And then we talked about how can I be sure that starting my own business is the right decision for me. Well, starting a business that we just talked about is not for everyone. So you really do need to take that journey of discovery. Put your dream to the test. Determine, you know what? Am I better equipped to bring my gifts and talents to a corporation as an intrapreneur and add value in that way? Or should I start the business? Well, you know, another thing to think about, if you're feeling frustrated in your corporate setting and you're lacking peace and unrest, you know what? You may want to look at making a change. I don't want you to die in that cheese station that no longer is plentiful for you, because this is the thing. Life has been designed that we would live life abundantly, that there is a vibrancy. Don't just be here on this body and simply existing. Live life, the vibrancy of life. You know, when you are doing what you absolutely love, I can say this personally, that because I do what I love, I'm fueling my passions daily. I get excited. People laugh at me when they see when I say, I love Monday. But it is so true. Why? Because it gives me a wonderful opportunity to connect with you, our global listening audience, and to be able to share something that would empower you, that would give you greater tools to add to your toolbox to support you in closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. That is so fulfilling for me. Nothing makes my heart sing greater than it is when I'm in that opportunity and those situations to empower others. And so as we continue on in today's programming, I'm going to take a quick check to see if we have any additional questions. And it looks like we do, or maybe this is our same individual. Press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue if you don't want to be in the host queue. Press 1. But maybe you have a question now. I'm not sure. 210, last 4 digits, 4120. Do we have a question?
No, I'm sorry. I thought I had done taken it off. So what do I do? Just press 1 again?
Yes. And when I looked, I said, I think I recognize that number. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself. But, it's okay. No worries. I'm loving that you're engaged. No problem.
But I do want to say one thing, though, that
yes.
It's all about timing, because my uplines know what I've been going through, and they encouraged me to come in and listen, and this is very helpful to me, especially right now. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I thank you again for being here. And you're right. You know, life is about seasons, timing, as you stated. And so we do have to know what season am I in? Where should my focus be at any given time? So I love that you brought that point out. And again, I thank you for interacting and engaging. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. And we do have another question that I'm going to, thank you so much, caller. I see that. I do want you to know that I have other questions that we're going to get through on today. And, you know, when we are looking at obstacles, one of the biggest challenges that I have found is so often we perceive an obstacle, and this is a question, how do I overcome obstacles in my path to success, Coach Adams? How? Help me. And so overcoming obstacles starts with, we have to start the battle before the battle. I often give the reference of a fighter preparing for a big fight. That battle doesn't start when they get in the ring. They have gone through training. they are in that zone and that place of where they need to be before they get into the ring. And so how do I overcome obstacles in my pathway? You got to start the battle before the battle, because the battle is in our mind. We've often heard the term battlefield of the mind. So we must raise the bar on our level of determination, our level of consciousness, recognizing that quitting is not an option. You see, when that fighter gets in the ring, they don't have on their mind that I'm going to be defeated, that I'm going to be knocked out. They're looking at, I'm going to be the one that knocks this person out. And so I have found that the key is seeing your way around the obstacles beforehand, knowing that there's no obstacle that you can't overcome. It's just a matter of, how do I get on the other side of this challenge, of this adversity? Get some creative thinking going. We always have to have the hope of being able to move that issue or that challenge. And so sometimes we have to partner with others that have greater answers, that have greater areas of expertise. It's so important to have the right people on your team. I liken it to your dream team, and that's a part of put your dream to the test, is recognizing who's on my dream team. You know, I often will reference the movie Meet the Fockers with Robert De Niro and his character, and he talks about the circle of trust, the circle of love. Who do you have in your circle? Because you've heard the term, birds of a feather, they do what? They flock together. So you need to be in a circle with people that are like-minded, people that tell you, you can do this, you've got this. Not someone that's going to tell you, oh, my God, that is so hard. And who do you think you are trying to accomplish that? That is a losing the battle before you get to the battle. A fighter is not going to have someone on their team that's saying, oh, you're not going to win this fight. Why even get in the ring? No. They have people in their corner, in their circle, that are supporting them on that journey of having a win. That's speaking words of life into their lives, words that say you can overcome whatever this obstacle may be. The question is, do you have the tenacity for it? So I want to encourage you, if you're dealing with life's obstacles, know that there is always a way around that. But everything starts with our mindset. How do you view it? Do you view it as something that you can't overcome? Or do you say, hey, wait, how can I overcome it? And that's where I want us to raise the bar and the standard of our consciousness of not looking at, oh, my God, it's too overwhelming, but rather, how can I shift our thinking? Again, today's programming is a little bit different in that we're doing our Shape Up series and we're having Ask Coach Adams. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. And I want you to know that this is the time in our program we have this whole time of empowerment, hour of empowerment, that you can interact. And I've used the illustration that you don't want to be in a bank, have this wealth available to you, and not walk up to the teller. So this is a time in which we invite you, our global listening audience, who we so value, to share in the discussion, make a comment, ask a question. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, oftentimes individuals may chime in online. You may have clicked the link. And so if you have, you can't just press 1 on your keypad of your computer. You do have to dial in. So that dial-in number is 516. 453-9374, 9374. And so we look forward to engaging with you. And again, we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We're about halfway into today's programming. I do have other questions that have been submitted prior to, and we're going to go ahead and continue through our questions. I trust that you're getting some richness I trust that you're getting some richness from the questions of others, that it's causing you to think and you're wondering, huh, you know, this person had this question, but it really applies to me. And so I'm getting a lot from it. We talked about what's the biggest hurdle that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams. And I know, I don't know about you, but along the way, I've had my fair share of hurdles. And the key is, hurdles are designed for us to get over them. We're not knocked out by a hurdle. How can I be sure that starting my own business is the right decision for me? Is it the right thing for me to do? And I love that our caller said timing is so important, and that is so key. Understanding and knowing what season you're in. I often say we have to locate ourselves. We have to know where we are. You know, in one of my mastermind roundtables, we are looking at in Today Matters 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. We look at priorities. Priorities is so key that you have to know what's important to you at any given time. Prioritizing. And then we have to manage our priorities. And see, if we don't even know what's important to us, we don't know what we hold valuable, we don't know what our priorities are, we're kind of like a ship without a rudder. We're all over the place. But priority gives us focus. And so I say that in association with starting a business and is it my time and is it the right thing for me to do? Know what's most important to you and know your why. I often share that it's so important in my Shape Up series, SHAPE being an acronym, that it's so key to understand your why. You have to know why you are pursuing whatever that thing may be. It may be you're saying, I should write the book, I should start the business, I should do the film, I should do the screenplay, I have this great invention, whatever that may be. You have to know the why. Because if your why is not greater, when the obstacles and the challenges come, you'll easily put that thing to the side and you'll never see your dream realized. For you, I want you to be able to feel vibrancy of life and excitement about, woohoo, look what I've accomplished. Look what I've done. You know, interestingly enough, on our broadcast last week, we had an individual on, and we've been in each other's lives at different levels, and I'm so proud of this individual because she said, I'm going to do it, and she has two books available currently on Amazon. And we talked about the importance of, you know, this relentless pursuit for allowing your dream to live. So often we get lost in the dreams of others and we lose sight of what is it that's been placed in me. I truly believe that each of us have a seed of hope on the inside of us. That seed of hope was designed specifically for you. It's a part of your very DNA. How you were created, it's your assignment for you to fulfill. And until you do that, you're going to feel unrest. You're going to lack peace because you're probably feeling like I'm a peg trying to fit into a round hole. There is no fit. And it is when we properly align with what we've been created to do, that round peg fitting in that round hole, now there's a seamless fit. And that's where I want to get each and every one of you to that place that you are following your passion, which is associated with why you've been created, your purpose, and you're fueling that. You're doing that at whatever level you can and continuing to grow. You know, when I first started on my journey many years ago, I was in real estate and property management, and I didn't know that, you know, hey, there was this coach and this motivational speaker, teacher, and trainer in me. I didn't know it, but I went on a journey of discovery to figure that out, and so often that is a question. Coach Adams, how do I figure out what it is that I was designed to do? Well, you have to go on a journey of discovery. And this is what makes my heart ache. The reality that 96%, high percentage, 96% of people are on jobs that they are miserable in. They are working daily in environments that zap them of energy, in environments that they don't even want to be there. It's literally just a paycheck, 96%. And that's why my heart is, let's get you on the path. Let's help you to figure out, what is it that you've been created to do? Don't just exist in life. You deserve more than that. Your family deserves more than that. You're worth more than just existing and barely getting by each day. And it's not always about the monetary, but of course, we're in a world system that you need the money. I get it. I live in it too. But that can't be the number one driver, is what I'm saying. It has to be about a greater cause, a greater purpose. That's where that why comes in. So let's look at some of the other questions that we have here on the table. You know, so often people are struggling with, do I take a risk? Do I not? How do I know when I take a risk? When other people around me, they're thinking, that's not a wise decision. And so, you know, we let others influence us, and we struggle with stepping out and pursuing our business, stepping out and starting the business, stepping out and writing the book, stepping out and doing whatever it may be, because someone else, quote unquote, thinks that it's crazy. So taking a risk is so wonderfully clear that you know when you have to do it, when you can't not do it. You may be thinking, okay, Coach Adams, you have confused me with that one. What am I saying? When the passion on the inside of you, that fire is so strong that even though people are saying you shouldn't, and they're just afraid for you, they don't know, you know, what has been placed on the inside of you. They're in their comfort zone. You know, the thing about it is that when we are ready to launch out, it makes other people uncomfortable. So what do they want to do? They want to pull us back down because they want us all to stay in our comfort zone. So taking a risk to launch out may appear to be, quote unquote, a crazy decision for those looking from the outside. But let me ask you this. What matters most is, are you clear? Do you clearly envision whatever it is? And if so, you step out. Follow your dreams. Don't let someone else tell you don't follow your dreams. Don't let someone else tell you don't take a risk. We only have one life to live. And the reality is, if you can envision it, we've often heard, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that he can also achieve. I believe that was Napoleon Hill. And so if you can envision it, if you can see it, take a risk. Step out on it. Because taking a risk is not about being reckless, but rather it's making a calculated decision. So if you can see it and believe it, then know that you can achieve it. That is your anchor that grounds you. Taking risk and determining, is the risk worth it? When a lady and a man says, I want to get married, and they've been dating, there's a risk involved. Why? Because there's this realm of this unknown. Actually, some have stated that it's one of the biggest risks that we take because we never know how it's going to turn out. But yet people do it every day. Some are successful. Some are not so successful. But even in those that are not successful, I mean, I know people in my around my circles that have been married 3 and 4 times. I'm not saying that that's the way to go, but what I can say is I appreciate the fact that they're not afraid to take a risk. They failed once and they said, hey, let me see if I can get it right. My goal is that we would grow forward, grow from the mistakes of the past. But ultimately, we're talking about taking risk and taking calculated risk and not being afraid to step out. Don't allow yourself to get paralyzed in quicksand and sit back and woulda, coulda, shoulda. Oh, I wish I would have. I could have. I should have. And I deal with that often in my one-on-one coaching practice. People have regrets, and you don't want to live life with regrets. They say, oh, I wish I would have back in the day, Coach Adams. Now I'm too old. I don't believe we're ever too old. As long as we have life in our bodies, it's never too late to pursue your dreams. You may have to redefine it a bit, but it's never too late. Don't be here on earth and just say, oh, I just have to be miserable because now I'm a certain age. No. You know, Colonel Sanders of KFC, I believe he was, oh, and I hope I have the numbers correct. I didn't plan to share the story, so I don't have it in front of me, but I think he was 55 or 65 when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's never too late. It's never too late to follow your dreams. It's never too late to pursue what you desire. Take that risk. Let it be a calculated risk. Don't be reckless. I'm not saying be reckless, but calculate the risk. Determine, are these the right steps for me? But don't get stuck because others are feeling uncomfortable. You live your own journey. This is the thing. Each and every one of us, we only have one life to live. And the question often raised is, how are you managing your life? Would someone hire you because you're such a great life manager? Would you hire you? Now, that's a question. That one is loaded right there, right? If we were honest with ourselves, based on the performance that we are getting from our own lives, would you, if you were interviewing life managers and you had, you know, the qualifications and the resumes of all of these different people, would you hire you? Think about that. We only have one life to manage. Primary life. Now, for those that are parents, of course, that's a secondary life that you're imparting into to equip them to be able to manage their lives. But ultimately, we only really have the one life that we have been given to manage. Would you hire you? If not, it's okay. You can improve your skills, but what are you willing to do to grow forward? Notice I say grow forward. Learn from the mistakes and the experiences of the past. Get the right tools and support around you. And speaking of tools and support, I want to share with you, we're in the month of March. This is my birthday month, and I am celebrating all month. But the way that I'm celebrating is I'm celebrating by paying it forward, as one would say. I am giving the gift of empowerment. Maybe thinking, Coach Adams, what are you saying? Well, I recognize that growth doesn't just happen. So often we think that, you know, as I just continue to mature, chronological age continues to tick, that I'm going to just grow. No, we need to have a growth plan. And so I want to support you. And I have this question that I want to raise with you. What will you do differently to get different results? Because so often, many of us, we are like the little hamster on the wheel. We are in that process of on the wheel, grinding and grinding. We're doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again, but yet expecting different results. And so if what you're doing is not serving you, then you need to break the insanity. Break the insanity. Stop doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. I challenge myself often myself. I'm not perfect. I'm in process as well. We have areas, all of us, that we're stronger in and some areas that we're weak. That's why you got to have a coach. That's why you got to have people on your team that challenge and support you. And so one-on-one coaching is without question a winning partnership. And in celebration of my birthday month, for those that sign up now, between now and March the 15th, you're going to receive and qualify for 1 month of complimentary one-on-one coaching valued at $450. Call our team for details, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I would love to partner with you. I would love to support you on a different level. Of course, I love that you're here on Motivational Mondays. This is a way for you to receive your weekly infusion and dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. We have our, you know, in-studio guests that come in from time to time, and our Shape Up series, which we're in now, and we're doing Ask Coach Adam. So this is a great richness that's available for you, but take it to another level. Do one-on-one coaching or group coaching. Get into one of my mastermind roundtables, whatever's going to support and serve you in getting different results. That's the key. What are you willing to do to get different results? As we stated, you don't want to stand in the bank, have the wealth available to you, and you're just standing there, and you're looking around, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I wish I had some money. And all you have to do is walk to the teller. But notice you have to walk. There's execution. There's something that you have to do as a converter to get what you desire and those different results. And one-on-one coaching, again, is a winning partnership. I want to share with you as we're preparing to wrap things up, we do have a few more moments in today's programming, and I do want you to know that we would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what's being shared, the questions that we're going through? This is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion, ask a question, whatever that may look like for you. You have a challenge, I want to be able to assist you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And I do understand and recognize that for some, it's like, oh my gosh, Coach Adam, I don't want to ask a question live. Not a problem. No worries. I totally get it. For those of you who want to continue the discussion and you feel more comfortable doing that through social media, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. It is an open group, so all are welcome. Again, Motivational Mondays Forum on Facebook, so we can continue the dialogue. Maybe, just maybe, you have a show idea, you have a question, you have a comment, you have a guest that you think would make a great, you know, great addition and value. We want to let you know. We welcome that as well. So there are many ways that you can connect with us. Let me see if I can get another question in for us. We've already talked about, and let's see, where have we been on this journey today? We've talked about what's the biggest hurdles that stand in the way of most people achieving their dreams. Remember, those hurdles are not there to stop you, but yeah, we got to get over them. And another question that was raised is, how can I be sure that starting my own business is the right thing for me to do? How can I be sure? We talked about that. The archives, of course, are always available at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. The number 4, letter U. Each installment is rich and empowering. So if you want to go back into the archives on different subjects, you're welcome to do so. Another question that we talked about today in our Ask Coach Adams series on a Shape Up and Win: how do I overcome obstacles in my path to success? How do I do it? We talked about that. We also talked about, you know, others around me feel like it's quote unquote crazy for me wanting to leave my corporate job and start my own business. Coach Adams, what do you think about that? And we talked about that. I know nothing. Here's another question. I love this one, actually. I know nothing about accounting, nothing about finance, nothing about sales, and nothing about advertising. How can I run my own business? Wow, you guys are asking some very rich questions socially through our social media platforms and emails and all that. I love it. And that is another great question. And this is the thing. Running your own business is not about operations, but rather it's about vision. Do you have the vision? Can you envision your business? A great business owner is truly a visionary. A visionary. And a visionary is a leader who has vision, is not too prideful to admit, hey, I don't know it all. So what do? They seek expert counsel. You can hire someone to do your accounting. You can hire someone to do sales who's proficient in that. You can hire someone to answer the phone. Operations can be learned. That's the key. Even if you don't know how to do it, guess what? You can learn those areas. In addition, technology is a great support. So the gift that you have is a visionary. Vision is the gift. And that's what you need to determine. Do I have vision? So the question raised is not, can I do this and I don't know how to do that, da, 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 da. I don't know how to, but rather, how can I? Because there is such a fiery passion burning on the inside of me, and I have to fulfill this dream. This vision has to live. So the gift is the vision, and only you have the vision. Operations, other people can walk alongside with you. They can become a part of what I love to call your dream team. So hire them on board to support you. But other than that, you're the visionary, and your vision is the greatest gift. Oh, my gosh. It's so amazing how quickly time flies. I trust you've gotten some great richness from today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We so appreciate you tuning in. And I want you to know we are here. Set your alarms now, so that you can get your weekly dose of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. Here every week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Inspired Media for you. Plug us in, set your timer, set the alarms, all of that. Again, I want you to know that we so appreciate you taking the time. This is a great sacrifice of time, this hour of empowerment. I honor you for taking the time to invest in you, to listen and tune in and lean in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. If you are interested, personal and professional growth plan for 2020, again, I want to connect with you. This month, my birthday month, I'm paying it forward. I'm giving it forward with the gift of empowerment. You want more information concerning that, as we discussed earlier, give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. You want to learn more about Coach Adams, feel free to visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. You're always welcome to shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com. I definitely want to stay connected with you. I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. So if you want to hear more about the empowerment tools that we have available and want to receive empowering tools to win in your life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally, again, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you again for tuning in. I coach and you win.